Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hopes of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
Nothing is wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too.
Shall we dive into the beast of the evening?
Okay.
I like the sound of that.
Which one is that one?
The strange thing about the Johnsons.
give us some background before we get into this one. Because...
Tell us
who it's by, because that's the tea right there.
This is absolutely gonna have its own episode. we're gonna have an Ari Aster month previewing during Jordan Peele month in July, but y'all know we're gonna do director months. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like we should cover it as thoroughly as we want here, but who knows? We'll come back to it eventually. But the next short film that we have is another of Anthony's picks, and it is the 2011 short film, The Strange Thing About the Johnsons. Who by, you might be wondering? And none other than the Ari Aster, the Arthi Asterith.
Oh,
wow. Midsommar and Hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Miss Hereditary herself.
Exactly. Miss Trauma. I don't even know what to call this. Like, it, because, you know, I feel like Tyler Perry, you know, Ryan Murphy, I feel like they're trauma porn. Like, they specifically are romanticizing struggles and people going through like literal ridiculous heinous bullshit and essentially like pedestaling people for going through horrible things. I do not feel like Ari Aster does that. Like he literally holds a mirror to unchecked trauma. That's the way that I look at the way that he does things.
Yeah.
You know,
Go ahead.
Oh my God. No, you first.
But no, yes, it's definitely laid out a lot more pleasant to me than anything Tyler Perry has put out to me. I'm sorry, but not really. Like, it's another level, bitch. It's levels to it. And like seriously, it's just beautifully done, especially Hereditary. Like,
I do want to say, if this came across Tyler Perry's desk, he'd be like, "I can make this movie." Like, I do not think he would pass it up.
He would not, and he show me the would wig not do this. And he would not to do it as effectively as I mean, has he not done storyline similar
ish yeah absolutely.
Like he has, but and I feel like the fact that Ari Aster decided to use a Black family as the main characters of this is also something that can absolutely be talked about. I have yet to look into his opinion of it yet, because I'm saving that for when we actually do the deep dive. But I think it was, of course we're going to talk about it, but I think it was an interesting tour. Like,
yeah.
And especially as someone who saw it in a room full of Black men.
Okay.
I feel like it needed to be made the way it was. Like, not necessarily quote unquote needed, but I feel like the way that it was made, even if he didn't, I don't think he's directing it at anyone. I think he's just doing what he does.
Right. But, and that's kind of my thing is like, I can't remember the last time I've, okay, this opinion might sound a little fucked up, but I don't remember the last time a director who wasn't Black didn't feature, they didn't feature a Black family without disrespecting their Blackness. I don't know. It just like that, them being Black really had nothing to do with it. They just were. And I don't think enough people, I don't think enough people who aren't Black do that. Like they have to face some kind of struggle, or like their neighbors are racist, or like just something like that. But like, this is just a fucked up story and the family's Black. And like, it's not even a situation where like, oh, well, you know how Black people, they like to protect their family, even if they do touch the little kids. Like it's not even that, like doesn't even touch on any stereotypes that like, if you know, you know. It's just like, hey, you want to hear something fucked up? Take a look at the fucking Johnsons, bro.
Right, exactly. Like, it's not about anyone but this family. And I feel like that's what I'm saying. As a person who saw it in a room full of Black men, the whole takeaway that they said about it was that a Black man would never let that happen. Like, a parent is letting it happen in their household. That's the whole point of this. Like, it doesn't matter who's doing what to fucking who. Like, the point is that there's a bystander in this situation going on in the same roof. Like,
and you know what? Also, let me touch on one thing. As an adult, if you were going through that situation, you're not going to call the cops, because when the child says, oh, well, the adult was doing this to me, you're going to jail. So yeah, you kind of have to, excuse me, I'm sorry for my language, but like, you kind of have to let yourself get abused so you don't see jail time.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I see it.
It's very like a tricky situation. It's like,
yeah,
exactly. It is like a horrible situation for the fact that you are being abused.
Mm-hmm. And the system can be used against you.
And I feel like that's it. Like, is this not the exact situation that so many women are in? And I feel like that's the point. Like, and everyone just decided to choose to focus on the fact that this was a Black man that it was happening to, rather than understanding the gravity of the situation.
And the kid's fucking psycho.
He's a terrible guy. Like, what do you do? Like, if your child's just literally a piece of shit, like, that's a whole other aspect of this. Like, what if your child
I need to put it out there. Like, if anybody ever tries me like that, I'm so down to kill myself. Like, do not play with me. I will end the shit for the both of us quickly.
Like, don't even. Like, are you ready to watch? Actually, I feel like I need another drink for this.
I do too.
Pause real quick. We're going to go grab a drink. For the short.
As y'all can see, we jumped right in and then had to jump quickly out to refill our glasses. So I'm just going to pop in right here and give y'all a quick trigger warning for incest, physical and sexual abuse for this short film. If you are watching along with us, we are going to watch the whole thing, plus commentary, plus a discussion at the end. If you'd like to fast forward through the movie, like I said, it'll be about 30 minutes, and I mean, we've slightly edited, so it'll be a little bit shorter than about the end of 30 minutes and when we start the discussion. So feel free to go ahead and fast forward if you do not wish to watch, but want to hear the discussion. And thank y'all for watching with us. And thank y'all for being in part 2 of our shorts. Y'all make sure to follow My Horror Confessional and go listen to their podcast with Anthony and Miguel. And be sure to give us a like, rating, follow. And if you'd like to become a supportive listener, you can do that as well by clicking support this podcast in our little podcast description. Thanks so much, and we're going to get back into it.
So we are getting into the shredding thing about the Johnsons. This part will definitely be edited because this is 30 minutes long. So
We're just hanging out with Anthony.
Yeah, this is really just a bunch of short films with our friend Anthony. But we love it. So we're going to press play in 3, 2, 1. Okay, I haven't watched this in so long. I'm excited.
Me too, yeah. Been a second. Like, this Same. Is not a movie, like. It's not a back-to-back.
It's an experience. With masturbation, you know? You're cleaning.
I mean.
You're not doing shit.
No, but for real, don't bust in my room.
You're polishing something off.
You're not cleaning, though. But
I'm cleaning something. That's how it should have started.
I'm cleaning in here. Cleaning. I'm just straight up laying in the bed.
I really want people to come in like blind. Honestly, I don't even want people to watch this. So watch this, honestly. Just go in and just listen to it and then watch it.
Rip Billy Mayo. We love you.
Also in the devil.
Honestly.
Is this Forrest Whitaker's brother? Influence.
Nice.
What a sweet moment. Like, I'm not trying to talk to my son. I don't want to talk to my son all day. Finish up. Talk later.
Yeah. Like this whole setup of tissue and lotion.
Danny.
Come on, it's not sanitized.
Yeah. Do you got some sexy saxophone music playing? What the fuck?
Kid Cudi coming in the background.
I also.
Yeah, I saw X too. I saw X as well. I enjoyed
it. I think it's also interesting. I'm gonna save that comment for later. Let me observe. It's so mundane. It's not even gonna matter. Sir.
Look straight in the camera.
I think I have such low self-esteem. I can't have somebody smiling at me like that. Because I'm like, what did I do?
Oh, you can even I didn't do see anything him, like,
to deserve that kind of smile.
Call his wife. So he's controlling multiple people. This is in the family function, sir. Literally your wedding.
Oh my god.
Like,
your arm is around your wife. You're grabbing ass. Like grabbing anyone's ass is a problem, but the ass that you're grabbing
exactly. So it was like gonna be cheating because how long have y'all been together anyway? To be getting married, but like, like if I ever go missing at my wedding, it will be because I'm smoking a joint. Like.
Right. Yeah.
No, this is the only thing you will find me doing.
I got extendos. I got all that shit.
Yeah.
I'm smoking like a mother.
We got Backwoods. We got Fonto. We got all. We got everything going
everything
on.
Everything I needed.
Absolutely.
Did you see that lady? It was a bride and her caterer who are arrested for making the cake inedible and not telling anyone.
No.
The whole cake's edible. Give her a job. Get her a job.
No, oh, but I thought it was her caterer. Like, it was the bride and the caterer because they made the cake and an edible and didn't tell anyone. So people were like eating the fucking cake.
Oh,
that would have been a pleasant surprise.
Right, like y'all like, hey,
I'm paying you double, like, oh, caterer.
I don't think I had like a fucking really good edible, like really good.
I haven't had one since high school.
Send edibles.
Send us edibles.
Right. Send the people over at Dink and Deadly some edibles. The fuck? What are you doing? If you have an engaged listener support, send them a fucking treat. The fuck?
Exactly.
Package labeled and sealed.
You can get some gummies. Put it with some regular gummies. You can ship them. Nobody will be none the wiser.
They're Flintstone.
Put it in a Flintstone package. Mm-hmm. Ellie, how do you see this at the wedding? Again, I don't know. Maybe, but you never know what you're going to do in like dire ass situations.
See, that's how I know. Like, I'm either the coolest person or the most uncool person, because either I ignore it or I'm causing a fucking scene. Like, and honestly, I'm low-key kind of jealous. You're pulling off my man's jacket? No.
But, like, I have to sit here in your wife's face and just be pleasant? Like, no. I can't. No. No.
Yeah. Wow. It's very interesting how those books get sadder as they progress. That's that's a really awesome detail.
This man. So we are both guilty, like you said.
That's an incredibly interesting take on being abused.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's survivor's guilt. Not like that survivors, but like survivors of abuse having guilt, not surviving. God damn, sign of the times.
Right. It's kind of interesting to see a Black parent afraid of their child. When, like, we know a Black parent will be like, hey, you're not going to run me where I pay rent or where I pay the mortgage. So, like, it's kind of interesting that, like, in this dynamic where this guy is clearly paying the bills, that, you know, that's not a thing here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like they're definitely more well off by everything, the looks of everything.
Oh, yeah.
But, and I mean, we know with wealth comes a whole different, like, idea of enabling.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
But I just feel like there are so many, like, you could translate this into anything. Like I said, like, what if your fucking child is literally just a piece of shit? Like, nothing that you do, and they just continue to be just, like, horrible and disgusting and abusive towards people. It could even be if they're a bully. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you do? I mean, he's clearly like trying to be a good parent. Mm-hmm. He like has conversations with his son. Like, sometimes you just can't get through to people. Mm-hmm. It just sucks when it's your kid. Yeah. Dude.
And like, we can tell here something's off because the son is at the head of the table and the wife is at the head of the table. The mother is at the head of the table. Mm-hmm. And it's like, to me, this kind of tells me, damn, there's a power dynamic here that I can't even possibly know what's going on here. And then fucking playing footsie.
And the fact that you're being like jealous of your mother. I mean,
right? Like,
it's your mom, but that's a whole other. We can get into the mommy's boys of it all, the emotional incest of it all, and how so many mothers definitely emotionally incest their fucking son. So it's like, I mean, he just took every Freudian shit and just flipped it in this. I think it's interesting that he is the idea of a cocoon to be something that is trapping you versus transformation. You're gonna wait to pee?
Yeah.
Just there?
Honestly, I hate that shit. Like, when people wait outside the bathroom while I'm using it, like...
Go mind your
business. Right. Take a fucking walk.
I don't need... It's not free.
Yeah, don't make eye contact with me right after I'm done my fucking business.
I mean, I kind of like a line. Well, I wouldn't say a line, but, like, so people don't keep coming up and jiggling the handle and shit like that. Like, I don't know. Like, kind of want somebody else. Somebody's in there.
There you go. Okay, I'll come back.
And,
fuck off.
And don't let the stall have an inch margin because people will fucking
blowing out the bathroom, man.
Like those raptors from Jurassic Park. Yeah.
I love this shadow. It's like, it literally reminds me of a baby, but it looks like a baby. Like when he's first at the door, it looks very shrinked, and I feel like it's a mirroring of his childhood self. You just call my like writing not eloquent. Fuck you! I have 3 published books. Yeah, he also kind of looks like the villain in a Tyler Perry movie.
He looks like Tyler Perry.
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, tell me.
Ari Aster's maybe this is why he did this.
Ari Aster.
Like, I can do it better.
Ari
Aster. You watch Tyler Perry.
Yeah, Ari Aster has Ari Aster has T, and this is...
He just went like that. He laughed very generically and said, watch this. Let me do this movie. A little short, right? Show you how it's done. Your whole catalog is shat on.
This makes it hard. You're like, what? Me exposing your abuse makes it hard to love me. Cool, fuck off.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck are you talking about?
Gonna burn my work. I'm gonna burn your wife's wedding dress and say you did it. This marriage is a sham. This was 2011, correct? I wonder what the why did he use this computer?
Like outdated. Vintage.
You're still looking at me. Like, literally, mind your fucking business. Like, that's it.
This wig is interesting.
Why is this like a read of Tyler Perry? I don't know.
Very just like a Tyler Perry movie. Guys ever watch that show called Run's House?
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of at the end when he was in the tub.
Yeah. On his black he was always typing. I'm like, with whatever his index he thought of too, his days. This annoys the shit out of me. Okay, I'm gonna fuck.
In my house?
Like, you're also an adult. You can lock your door if you want. Fuck off.
Straight up.
Okay, no, yeah. Okay, so he usually uses very dynamic wallpapers, but for some reason, all of these walls are solid.
Wow, so yeah. Now she's ignoring what's going on.
Turns up the volume.
Why would you not just like... Like, I'm not going to hear my loved one literally crying. I'm like, just being like,
okay. You're no evil.
Like, bye. I'm going to continue my soap.
Horrifying.
See, now we're fighting. It wouldn't even be a fight. I'm just gonna beat you over the head with the nearest blunt object.
And if that doesn't work, like I said, I'm totally down to kill myself. So
this wouldn't be my 13th reason. I had one reason, and you were all 13. Fuck that. And how? Yeah, just no. You didn't even clean up.
Just run to your fucking car, man.
Go home.
No.
Nothing is about me. Yep.
What's your story? What are you saying?
It's kind of crazy how anyone can be a fucking psycho.
Literally.
It's crazy how somebody can be a psycho.
It's literally anybody.
You're saying I've sabotaged everything in my life, boy. You're talking about fucking me.
Acting like they were ever gonna be in a relationship. He's like, you've been shitting on this from the start. Like, sir, I was married when you were born because it's your mom.
I'm your dad.
You exist because of how much I love someone else, and you.
And I effectively don't give a shit. Sorry.
Yeah,
no. Like, what the fuck do you do? Like, I gotta kind of understand when people disown their kids.
Yeah. It'll be from different reasons.
Like, there's things you can do that I'll be like, yeah, get the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like this, like, we need to talk about, was that fucking,
Kevin,
like shit like that. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. You know,
yeah, you might get disowned. We have to get you help.
Somewhere. We're gonna live somewhere.
We really have to get you help.
Honestly, she can, in that moment, she can kind of fuck off because she let her husband get abused.
Yeah.
She didn't say a word to him when they were in bed.
Yeah. Not even an "Are you okay?" Like, she's not even an emotional like support through this.
She turned the volume up while during the act, so.
I mean. See, that happen a lot of times.
Here's a pattern wallpaper. Maybe it has to do with something with the state of people's mind. Like
we already know he's a fucking loser. Right. And like we already know he's a fucking freak. Now he's like
a weird connection of some type of obsession that is linked in his brain. Like fucked up. Like,
where did you?
He is obsessed.
Okay, I remember my freshman prom, so bullshit. Just gonna call that.
What does Ari has to have against families, bro?
Yeah, he hates mothers, like, for real. That's what I'm saying. We're gonna do a deep dive. Get his therapy records.
He's like, happy family? Nah, fuck that. I don't like the sound of that.
Do we even have one that's fully alive? No. <There's that. laughs> Well, I guess Danny's technically alive, but... In a cult, soon to die, what, 72?
I like to imagine that meanwhile this is happening down the street, Hereditary's happening. This is a bad neighborhood all around.
I like to imagine everything he does in the same universe. All this tragedy can't be happening here. I refuse.
Right, yeah. And the girl's doing Midsummer over in Europe.
Exactly. It's an alternate universe written and directed by Ari Aster.
That's a good one.
I stand by this. I've not heard another short film since, I guess, Lights Out was after, that has been talked about for as long as this has been talked about. When I found this, I found it at like 2015, 2016, around there. That's when I first watched it. Mm-hmm. So, and it just went viral on Twitter like 2 weeks ago. So,
did it? Yeah.
Being picked up by someone.
And I want to say, I did find out about it in 2016 as well. But since then, I've never heard anyone talk about it who wasn't Black.
Right.
Like, I've not heard any white horror fans talk about it ever. But, like, if you're Black, they're like, hey, have you seen this fucked up movie? <Right. shit?" laughs> It's like, I have.
I've shown plenty of my Black friends.
That's what I'm saying. I watched this in a room full of majority Black men. Like, and we found that, I think, on Facebook. Like, that was how it first came to our attention. Like, it, like you said, there's just no one just putting Black people in horror for just Black people being in horror other than Jordan Peele. Mm-hmm. But like, they expect us to do that for us. So, which we will, fuck y'all. But like, it just would be nice to see things like this, just like for no reason, just have a Black person, family be the center of it,
but the focus is not even that, but it's just nice to see that you're using Black people, but the focus is not even that they're Black at all.
Exactly. Like you said, there's no racial trauma.
Yeah.
None of that. There's
no
police.
No, nobody called anybody boy. Nobody said anything,
There's no insular, fucking out of nowhere by a white writer that's sort of like, say, like, not adding
Stephen King.
Name dropping two people.
Lucky white actor get to say the end of it.
Yeah, right.
All right, DiCaprio.
Oh, it was a role.
Right.
I'm going to say it right this time. Don't worry. Okay, gotcha.
But yeah.
And it's incredibly crazy to like this short film because it's fucking horrible. As a Black horror fan, it's like,
yes,
this is some Black horror that has nothing to do with them being Black.
Exactly.
Honestly, there's not even undertones of like stereotypes going on. There's no sort of, maybe this is rooted in that. Like, there's none of that. And it's like, as horrible as this story is, it's incredibly refreshing to see.
Exactly.
Because you can insert out
anything.
Like, seriously, you can insert anyone in that situation. Mm-hmm. It's a situation. It's
that's just so outlandish. Yeah. And like, just fucking, but it's not outlandish because that's what I feel about it. I feel like it's literally telling people to believe victims because you don't know what a victim looks like. You don't know what anyone has ever, you just don't know walking up to someone and what they've been through. So like, don't assume that people are like.
And like, even watching this, if an adult told me that their kid was abusing them, I'm like, fuck you. You're a fucking weirdo liar. Oh, so the kid calls the shots? Okay, fuck you, fucking weird ass. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm not going to believe them. And they could be going through this horrible shit. That's just a little about me, but it's like, I'm not going to believe the adult in the situation is. didn't have enough power to say, like, hey, this isn't cool.
Or at least, like, some people assume that the parent is a bad parent also. Like, that's a lot of, like, the situations. Like, I don't know. My brain goes to Danielle Bergerly, a.k.a. Bad Baby. Like, that kind of situation. Like, yes, she's so horrible to her mom. But, like, her mom is questionable. Like, very much stage parent. Like, I don't, like,
there is a difference between your kid acting up and your kid molesting you.
There's a difference between, like, is your kid acting out because of something? Yeah. Like, is there a reason that your child is acting that way? Can you? But I feel like this is not obviously this is not that, because he tried to literally have that communication with his kid. And that's where I just keep going back to, what the fuck do you do if you, like, do everything right and your kid is literally just a fucking narcissistic ass, abusive asshole? Like, because, like you said, he was, like, controlled his mom, he was controlling towards his wife, like, he was controlling towards everyone. Like, it just, he just, apparently to him, in that scenario, his dad was just the most vulnerable to be sexually abused. I mean, we have no idea what the fuck he probably does to his wife, let's be completely honest.
Yeah.
Like,
right, like, is there a reason why she let it happen to him? Because, you know, I don't know. There's just so much, like, there's so much to say about the whole dynamic of the family. Like, she saw something weird happen at the wedding. She knew something was going on when her husband was yelling and, like, completely ignored him when her husband got into bed. So, like,
but then goes all the way back.
What's happening? Yeah, exactly. She knew something was up there. So for a decade, she's known that something's not right. And for a decade, she's been quiet. And then all of a sudden, she's presented with proof. She denies the proof when she sees it at the wedding. And then when he dies, I think maybe she's feeling sad that she didn't say something sooner, you know, kind of a regret type situation. But it's like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm very judgmental. And, like, oh, so I have to die for you to say something? I thought we were cooler than that.
Like, we're married, bro.
What happened till death do you part? What the fuck?
It's all that mattered, the death part.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just wild. And to see the fact that this is Ari Aster and what this eventually comes into with Hereditary and Midsommar, like, hey, clearly his family is his mom's wants dads to die. Like, that's just him.
Right, yeah.
Just combust. They just fucking
We're gonna find out Ari Aster, like, birthed himself and, like, doesn't believe in families.
Right? Who is his mom for real? Because he even has another short film that I guess I can honorable mention right now as Munchausen. Obviously about a mother with Munchausen who's trying to, like, keep her son from going to college. And that was, I don't know why this just sticks out in my mind, but that's when I really noticed his use of wallpapers. but this is something about this, like, I would like to know why the walls here are so, but then I feel like it really has to do with the mental state, because when she's crying at the funeral, there's a pattern with wallpaper. Yeah. But
the rib.
Yeah. So, but every other
I was gonna say, this was his first anything, right?
Okay, so it looks like Beau, Strange Thing About the Johnsons, and FTD Really Works were all made in the same year in 2011, but his first film was Herman's Cure-All Tonic in 2008. Looks like some shit I would definitely be into.
Ooh, I've never seen that.
Me either.
Should watch that.
It's about Harold works the counter at his father's pharmacy, sells his father's cure-all tonic. Green, gooey bodily fluids. Hailed as nauseating. It's a Ari Aster body horror.
See, can you do body horror how I want it? Like, And I like seeing like food shit, but I don't want to just see like weird. I don't know. Like
it says grain goo, so grain and
honestly,
bodily fluids.
When I hear body horror, I'm instantly turned off. But like,
I think a song.
If I'm watching a movie, oh okay. Oh, see, here's the thing though. Like, I hate the words body horror so much. If somebody describes Saw as body horror, I'm like, nah, I'm good on that. Yeah. Like, like, I don't like those words because I feel like I understand what you mean when you say that.
I guess there's multiple types.
Mm-hmm,
like, there's, mm-hmm. like, transformation. There's, like, bodily harm. Like, and then I feel like, I don't know, like, what's the fucking other one's name? I always forget one of their names. One of the Cronenbergs. One of them is their names always.
Right. There's the fly.
There's like Brandon, the son. The way he integrates like tech and like body horror. Like,
yeah.
I finish it. That's my favorite. But yeah, I don't know. I would be interested to see Ari Aster taking on body horror. And apparently that's the first thing he ever did. So
how is family going to be included?
I mean, but it's right. His son working at his father's pharmacy. Okay.
There you go.
Or like selling dust father's cure-all tonic, which obviously probably doesn't work.
This little screen preview looked pretty fucked up.
Like, yeah, it looks pretty weird. Like a white man with an old-timey pharmacy.
Yeah, that can be very weird. Okay.
Yeah, but... fucking strange thing about the Johnsons.
definitely a amazing short. Very well done. You can't even deny that part. Is it something that I'll be watching 24/7? No, but I have recommended this to other men. This really like snapped my eyes open and like was a very different like really let me know how I just only thought things happened to like one certain race or just this shit doesn't happen to me. I just really opened my mind a lot more to let me know that it's not even about race. It's not even about that type of shit. Like things are actually happening that are traumatized. You know, it's not even about that shit. So,
no, for real, things are happening all the time.
Yeah.
It's literally a wild ass world we live in. So, I mean, even to that point, like the normalization of just like physical abuse, emotional abuse, and like just parent dynamics, like just. Conversations about mental health going on right now, just kind of alluding to the fact that like other generations, like they have no emotional intelligence. Like we are just now starting to collectively attempt to develop that and apply it to all of our relationships, not just like parents and children, but like friends, everyone. Like, cause I really realized like just how many of my friends like still weren't like it wasn't like there, like our friendship was based on like very shallow things rather than right. You know,
like proximity or exactly. Like we like one thing so we're friends
exactly. There's been no depth to like almost all of the societal relationships that we've been forced to have. And now that we're like trying to have that, it's like kind of trickling down into like families and families realizing their dynamics are literal bullshit. Like, and it's not.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, listen, if I don't feel like I've known you for 400 years, I kind of don't want it. I'm sorry. and that's not a lot. That's not a lot to ask for. It's not.
Especially not when we just have the ability to connect with people, like even with the internet. Like there's so many ways to connect. There's no reason you shouldn't know who's like in your house. But the whole point is that these people are ignoring it. So
Yeah.
Like they're ignoring the people showing their whole true selves until somehow it affects them, quote unquote, even though it's been affecting, like, his mom. It's been affecting her the whole fucking time. Mm-hmm. And, like, his wife, again, like, the son's wife, how long have they been together? Like, they're, like, you didn't, and even the fact that she was like, why are you staying? Like, she was just like, seems pointless. And we both
right. Like, does she think something's up, or is this exactly. just one weird thing? What's happening here?
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people would just assume, like, oh, it's probably his mom. Like, she's controlling, like, is, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. coddling her son, blah-de-blah. But then it's something else completely going on. There's just so much you can talk about with this short film.
That you wouldn't great. Think about because you're slick racist.
Right, yeah, yeah. Honestly, imagine, like, if you're racist, you're like, oh, at least your dad's in the picture. Like, no. What? What? how is that an appropriate response to, like, anything happening here?
They don't know. That's why, like you said, I've really just not seen white people talk about this. Like, it's very interesting, mm-hmm. because they very much talk about Midsommar, and they very much talk about Hereditary, but, like, this, I would say mm-hmm. that this is arguably equally as famous as those two things. Like,
I would say it's up there with them.
Like I said, this is the only film, like, short film I've personally seen. Been talked about the last 10 years since it's been released. Like, Get Out, I mean, not Get Out, Lights Out, sorry, Lights Out. Okay, like you said, came out in 2013, 2014, and then they made the movie in 2016. So it hasn't even, like, had that. Like,
time.
Right. Yeah. And, but, I mean, it's still good. We love Lights Out. Like, of course, great. Yeah. Like, shameless plug. Go check out my blog. I did a shot on it. But, like, this, like I said, this has just been going on for so long. Like,
I mean, just the conversations that can just pop out of this movie, mm-hmm. the topics mm-hmm. are endless, especially with the times, how it's moving, especially.
Yeah,
like it, mm-hmm, it's forever. Mm-hmm. It's forever going to be like a topic. It's forever going to be talked about.
Right. I can imagine that this short film specifically, there should never be a time where this isn't horrifying. Mm-hmm. Like, this movie should always be a fucking, like, your day is a little worse because you watched it. Like, this should never be okay. Like,
just cool.
Have either of you seen Multiple Maniacs? It's a John Waters movie.
I've seen parts. I've started it, but then I did not finish it. I have.
It's hard to watch, I will tell mm-hmm. you. But it came out in 1950, and that was 50 years ago. No, mm-hmm. 1970, that was 50 yeah. years ago. But, like, you see shit like two guys sniffing a woman's armpit, and, like, another guy sniffing a bra, but it's like, well, yeah, like, people do that. Like, I've seen websites, they sell used underwear, like, it's nothing. Underwear, yeah. Socks, jock straps. Like, you know, so, like, so over time, the weird shit in that movie kind of became normalized, but, like, with this, the strange thing about the Johnsons, like, that should never be normal. This should always be terrifying to watch.
Course.
It could literally be shown in psychology classes, and
right,
yeah. I would dead ass know. I, because as someone who's in school for psychology, some psychology majors need to be weeded out, and I yes. feel as though your opinions on this film could determine whether or not you should be a psychologist or not, like, dead ass. Because if you're not going to believe victims, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's so many layers to this that I feel that someone who wants to go into psychology, specifically dealing with children, I feel like, but I mean across the board, that if this film was shown in colleges specifically to, like, psych people, I mean film people too, because obviously this is a great amazing
right
but I'm coming from a whole different angle here, like your reaction and evaluation of this film, I feel like, should weed you out on whether or not you should have your position
yeah
honestly honestly, like, just watch it just to see how you feel as a person about things and stuff. Like, just to get your, like, just to get your brain juices flowing, like just examine how this movie makes you feel, and that's worth enough on its own.
Exactly.
Like, what do you think about families? What do you think about abuse? What do you think about, like, mm-hmm. you know, just as an exercise for your own self, I think it would work.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna lie, like, fucking wow me. Like, you're a professional. I'm just fucking ace. Like, wow me with what you're gonna say. Here's some podcast
bitches. Doctor an armchair psychology on this bitch. But there has to be. I'm gonna go on YouTube and see if there's, like, psychologist reacts to.
Right. But, no, that would be good. Yeah.
Okay, we have. I feel like we did a pretty good commentary on that. I don't know. Megan moved to the beginning. Anyway.
Yeah. Why not? I'm just throwing in my input. You do whatever you want. I'm just supporting. I'm like, yeah, dude, what the fuck?
Why? We love it. The feedback. Oh, okay. So
there's no script over here. No.
So if you have not watched, definitely check out Ari Aster, but you trigger warning for sexual assault, incest, physical abuse. All that, like we said, it tackles so much, and you could go on for days about this one film. Exactly. And that's why I did not want it to be overlooked, because, like we said, for some reason white people are really ignoring this shit, and I think it's interesting because Jordan Peele loves it. Like, he has stated that it's one of his favorite short films. So, like,
really? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So, like, white people, why are you not looking at what Jordan Peele likes? Because y'all be...
I see 100 on Rotten. We know the pedestal. Ratings,
right? No, deserve. Deserve. I'm just saying.
Right now. What the fuck are you talking about?
Deserve. But all I'm saying is y'all be performative.
I gotta say, if you watch this and you're a fan of it, give me your hot take, or give me a take that we didn't talk about. If you're black, I also want to hear that. But tell me more about this, because there's a lot that can be said, and that's literally based on what I can talk about, let alone what anyone else can talk about. So hit us up, because I want to hear it.
There's some topics about this, like, has to be brought up to me, like, seriously. But there's a lot of topics in this.
I'm kind of mad that like Twitter wasn't popping the way it was. The way it is when this came out, because I would have loved to see the discourse. I would not have, like, let's be real. It would have been absolutely dreadful. But, like, the conversation, I don't know, would there have been this much conversation around it had Twitter have been, like, the way it is? Like, it's just, especially, like, Twitter and TikTok both lend so many things virality. That, like, if it had come out in this peak of just virality, horror popping up, and casualty the way that it is because of the internet, like, I don't know. I mean, it did go viral on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the whole reason that it went viral on Twitter that last week was because people were mentioning on TikTok. But that even got shut down so quickly, and I think that's interesting. Like, no, it only lasted for, like, that few days. And I don't know, maybe I'm gonna go search up the strange thing about the Johnsons on TikTok after this.
I remember it made its rounds on Tumblr, and, like, it was like, hey, don't and watch Facebook. This if you don't like horror, if you don't want to get your day ruined, don't watch this. And I was like, well, fuck it, I'm depressed, let's fucking
can't ruin it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I watch it and I'm like, shit, things are not that bad, you know. Let me go walk down the street and get a fucking sandwich. I can feed myself today. Like,
it's a nice day outside.
The birds are chirping.
It doesn't matter.
That's a whole other thing, though. Like, I look at my list of comfort films sometimes and I'm like, wow. Like, and I think it's literally just because I'm like, well, I'm not living that life. So it's like, right. Comforting to some degree. But this is a good one. This is a good short film. And this was on my honorable mentions as well. So that's why I just like decided this was like my top honorable mentions. So I just put it in our countdown.
This list is a vibe. Well, it's not a list, but it's definitely one that I think we all would have picked because it's fucking top tier.
Yeah, absolutely. Like this would not exist without the internet. So this is internet horror. This went viral on Twitter, TikTok,
Facebook, literally
exactly,
everywhere.
Exactly. Like
in different successions. Yeah.
So this reached people because of the internet. Had this just been some sort of film on tape, I don't know. I would have seen it. I don't know if I would have seen it by now.
Yeah, I think that's why I really like the like contrast of that and possibly in Michigan because that was made in 1983 on some random tape, like, and that's going viral on TikTok too. Like, it's just the internet just be bringing shit out of the ether, like for real. Like, thank you so much, Anthony, for being on with us. This has been super fun. We've had a lot of, I don't know if y'all can tell, the alcohol has been hitting. We're just having some fun watching all these.
Honestly, the weed has been hitting harder than it usually does. I'm like,
what's going on? I was trying to wait till it was over. Like, god damn, this shit has like accumulated.
Honestly, Ace is kind of like he's like.
Holy shit. Yeah, we definitely had a good time with these. We hope you also had a good time. Yes.
Absolutely.
So fun. We can't wait to have you back again. Definitely let the people know where to find you.
So you can find me on Twitter. That's Anthony Jerome M. Anthony Jerome at twitter.com. Also, I am going to be the co-host on My Horror Confessional season 2. It's going to be my 70s confessional. When I was a guest on My Horror Confessional, I confessed that I absolutely hated the fucking 70s. And so now it's kind of...
You know you're just flagging.
Absolutely. Yes. I've been getting nothing but shit for it since I said that. So Miguel is going to, we're going to talk about one horror movie throughout each year of the 70s. So 1970, 71, 72, what have you. And we're going to talk about 70s horror. And so I'm going to be the co-host on that. That comes out May 6th. And listen, I'm willing.
I don't know how
what's going on?
Not respect and like love that 70s with like every time I see you, your shirt is open. Like come on. You love the 70s. Come on now.
But listen, this is black. This is red. The 70s was orange, green, and yellow. I'm not with that. I'm not with all that. So
yeah.
So we're gonna go through the 70s and like
I think you enjoy.
That's what we're going to talk about.
So,
you know what? I kind of do. I kind of don't.
I'll definitely go roll the fuck up on my 70s confessional because that'll be so much fun. We'll definitely be making a 70s stan of you yet. I'm so excited to listen to that.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you this shit leaked into my brain because we discussed Multiple Maniacs and I mentioned Multiple Maniacs earlier. I'm just letting it like as much as I don't want to admit it, it's burning its way into my head.
It's getting there. The 70s is a wild ass era for horror, especially. And I just wish that like black and queer people and women got a lot more access to do their thing because they are the focus of a lot of these stories. But once again, they're written by white fucking men. So it's ridiculous. But the aesthetics are there. That's all
that matters. Right. Things look nice. Right. Like, yeah, cool.
Well, like I said, we may not even announce what we're doing next week until we do it. So that's how the internet goes. You know, like,
fuck you. You don't deserve to know. You're not gonna know. You get what you get and you don't make a
pretty much. That's how it goes here. I'm Sagittarius.
Do you like the show or not? Okay, cool.
What are you here for? The horror, the weed. We got both of those every week. So,
as if this show never had that. So. You tell us what's up. What the fuck? I'm sorry, fans.
Like I said, sorry, y'all. We have like exceeded our weed and alcohol limit in this one tonight.
I can't wait till this is over, bro. I'm so fucked up, but it's okay. Let's
get this. We're coming back. We're like still recovering from 420, y'all. You know, we had the whole month.
I've been high as fuck. Like, god damn.
So we're still recovering from our weed comas and THC fumes and
yeah. Oh shit. So hot.
We'll see y'all next week. Bye. Bye.
Well, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can follow us on Twitter at dank, the letter N, deadly underscore pod. You can follow us on Instagram at dank, deadly underscore pod. And you can shoot us an email at dank, the letter N, deadly chats at gmail.com.